Title: Layer Old School DnB Ride Groove Using Groove Pool Tricks in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 DJ Tools lesson, and we're going straight into one of the most it either rolls or it doesn't details in old school jungle and drum and bass. That ride wash, you know the vibe. Classic rollers have this fast top end movement that feels slightly late, slightly loose, but still locked to the break. The trick is, you don't want to spend an hour nudging MIDI notes until your eyes melt. Instead, we'll use the groove pool as a control system, not just a feel button. By the end, you'll have a 2 or 3 layer ride and hat stack that sits like a proper 90s tool. Energetic up top, controlled in the mids, and glued to the break. And the best part is it'll be consistent across layers, which is what makes it DJ ready. Let's set it up. Step 0. Project setup. Fast, but this matters. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 176 BPM. I like 174 as a neutral starting point. Create an audio track called Break, Source Groove. Then create 3 MIDI tracks, Ride Layer A, Hat Layer B, and optionally Ghost Layer C. Also create a return track called Drum Room for Short Room Reverb, and make a group called Tops Bus. Put your Ride, Hat, and Ghost tracks inside that group. This is going to keep the rolling clean so later, when you export a Tops tool, you're not hunting for what's feeding what. Now step 1. Pick the groove source. This is the DnB. Don't rush this. Option A, and it's the recommended one. Use a break loop. Something with real micro timing. Think Amen style. Think break, hot pants, or a modern processed break that still has human feel. Option B, a ride loop from an old school pack. That can work too, but you have to make sure it isn't overly quantized. Drop your break into the break track. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve at 1/16, and if the break is super choppy or you're getting artifacts, try 1/8 instead. And here's a pro move, align the loop so it's roughly correct. But don't go full surgery with warp markers. If you make it perfect, you delete the very timing we're about to steal. Cool. Step 2. Extract groove into the groove pool. Click the break clip, and in clip view, find the groove section. Hit extract groove. Ableton creates a groove template from that clip. Now open the groove pool. In Live 12 it's still that groove pool panel you can pull up from the browser area. You should see a new groove with a name like your break name, .agger. That groove is now your timing fingerprint. This is where the magic starts. Step 3. Program a clean, 2-straight ride pattern. We want it robotic first so the groove effect is obvious. On ride layer A, load a drum rack or simpler with a ride sample. For old school vibes, don't grab the cleanest, prettiest 909 ride. Go for something a bit dirty, slightly crunchy, maybe shorter decay. Something with a tick, not a never-ending shimmer. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Program straight 16th notes, just a steady wash. Then do basic velocity shaping before groove. Downbeat stronger, offbeats lighter. As a simple example, alternate around 110 and 70. We're not trying to be fancy here. The groove will bring it to life. On hat layer B, program either the same 16ths or go for 8ths if you want it less busy. Keep velocities lower than the ride, more like 50 to 80. On ghost layer C, if you're using it, put sporadic hits, low velocity, like 30 to 50. Or even start with dense 16ths and we'll thin it later. The ghost layer is movement, not information. The goal right now is, everything should sound a little stiff. That's on purpose. Step 4. Apply the extracted groove to all layers, then differentiate them. This is the advanced trick. Go to each MIDI clip. In the groove dropdown, select the extracted break groove. Now, do not commit yet. Not yet. We're going to audition in real time while we dial in the groove parameters. Open the groove pool and find your groove. You have key controls, timing, random, velocity, and bass. Here's a strong starting point. Timing around 80%, random around 4%, velocity around 15%, bass at 1/16. Hit play. Listen to the ride against the break. And I want you to do something specific. Don't just listen to is it swingy. Listen to whether it feels like the ride is sitting on top of the brake's pocket, instead of fighting it. If it sounds like the ride keeps resetting the grid every bar, the groove isn't matching yet. Now the differentiation trick. We're going to keep one groove family, but print it differently per layer. Here's a solid set of ranges. Ride layer A. Timing 85 to 95%. Random 3 to 6. Velocity 10 to 20. Hat layer B. Timing 60 to 75. Random 0 to 3, velocity 5 to 15, ghost layer C, timing 90 to 100, random 6 to 12, velocity 20 to 35. Why do this? Because if everything swings the same amount, your top end turns into blur. Old school grooves feel loose, but they're not undefined. Usually the wash is looser, and the air layer stays cleaner so the rhythm reads. How do you do it in live? Duplicate the groove inside the groove pool, rename the copies so you don't get lost, like break groove ride, break groove hat, break groove ghost, then assign the right groove version to each clip. Quick extra coach note, treat the groove pool like a macro control layer. Timing isn't just more swing. More timing often reads like more energy, because the push-pull gets exaggerated. Less timing reads tighter, more modern, more controlled. Velocity amount can simulate stick height, so save a few versions and switch them during arrangement instead of endlessly redrawing MIDI. Also, exploit bass. This is underrated. If your ride is 16 THS, keep bass at 1/16 to preserve that wash movement. But for the hat layer, try setting bass to 1/8 sometimes. You'll still share the same fingerprint, but the hat won't lurch on every little subdivision. Cleaner hat, same pocket. Now step 5. Commit strategically. This is where advanced workflow beats demo workflow. Once the ride feels right, select the ride MIDI clip and hit commit. Now the timing and velocity changes are printed into the notes. Here's the reason we commit. Because now you can edit like a surgeon. Do classic roller edits. Remove a few 16 THS to create breathing gaps. That's huge. Constant 16 THS with no holes can sound like a loop, not a performance. Add a couple of accent hits leading into the snare moments you care about. Think of it like little ramps that lift into the backbeat. Now, for the hat layer, consider waiting before committing. A good method is staged committing. Duplicate the hat clip. Keep one uncommitted as your master groove audition. Commit the duplicate as your edit clip. That way, if you later tweak the ride groove and realize the hats should follow, you still have flexibility. And another coaching habit, keep some grid authority somewhere in the track. Old school swing works because something is stable. If the break, ride, hat, and ghost are all inheriting micro timing at full strength, the whole track can feel like it's drifting. Pick an anchor. You can keep a main snare tight, or keep a very low level straight shaker. Or simply groove your added top slightly less than the break, so the break remains king. Now step 6. Glue the stack with a DJ Tools top bus chain. On the top's bus group, put a clean stock chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 200 to 350 HC. Tops don't need low rumble. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 2 to 4 KHC, like 1 to 3 dB. If it needs air, a gentle shelf at 10 to 12 KHC, 1 to 2 dB. But be careful. Ride layers can turn into pain quickly in the 6 to 10 kHC zone. Then drum bus, subtle, drive around 2 to 6. Crunch very low, like 0 to 10%. Adjust transient slightly depending on clickiness. Then saturator with soft clip-on, 1 to 3 dB drive. This helps you get loudness and density without spiky peaks. Then glue compressor, lightly. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not slamming, we're taping it together. Now the drum room return. Use hybrid reverb in a short room mode. Decay around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Predelay 0 to 10 milliseconds. High pass the reverb so it doesn't add low mud, like cut below 400 HZ. Low pass so the reverb doesn't hiss, maybe above 9 to 12 KHC. And here's reverb discipline. Send more of the air layer to the room than the body ride. Keep the ride body drier so it stays defined. And let the hat shimmer create the space. Light sends, like -18 to -24 dB. If your ride is still painful but you don't want to dull it, try the dynamic notch mindset. Even with stock tools, do a narrow EQ8 notch where the spike is, often 7 to 10 KHC, just a tiny reduction. Then let saturation bring back perceived brightness without that one nasty peak. Optional heavy tip. Make a parallel metal dust layer. Duplicate your ride. High pass it at 2 to 3 KHC. Saturate it harder, like 6 to 10 dB drive. Then blend it super low. You get aggression without raising peaks too much. Use it like spice. Now step 7. Arrangement ideas. Because a groove is cool, but a DJ tool needs structure. Try a 32-bar layout. Bars 1 to 8. Break only and your ride's fading in filtered. Bars 9 to 16. Full ride stack. Maybe no kick and sub if it's purely a tops tool. Bars 17 to 24. Add variation by muting and unmuting the ghost layer every 2 bars, or swapping to a looser groove version briefly. Bars 25 to 32. Strip back hats. Leave ride and room tail so DJs can mix out cleanly. Now an energy trick that doesn't require FX. Swing ramp automation. Automate the hat groove timing from 60% up to 75% over 16 bars. It feels like intensity rises, but your mix stays clean. You can also automate drum bus drive plus 1 or 2 points in the drop section, and automate a tiny high shelf on the bus for open-the-air moments. Two advanced variations if you want to go further. First, the two-groove crossbreed. Extract groove from the break for ride timing, but use an MPC-ish swing template for the hat. The ride becomes break authentic, the hat becomes programmed clean, and together it feels classic and mixable. Second, negative groove. Keep one layer slightly straighter than the rest, usually the air hat. This sharpens the edge and improves clarity. The ride carries the looseness. The hat tells your ear where the grid is. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. 1. Grooving everything equally. That's how you get blurry tops. 2. Too much random. Above about 10% on constant 16THS can sound drunk, not old school. 3. Never committing. Real results come from committing, then editing gaps and accents. 4. Overwarping the break. If you perfectly grid a break, your extracted groove becomes generic. 5. Harsh stacking. Don't stack 3 full-range metal layers. Give them rolls. Body, air, texture. Now a quick mini exercise you can do in 15 to 20 minutes.